This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We say all the time on this program, because it is true, that this is a global economy. And we have also been pointing out of late that while the headline numbers here are good, the rest of the planet is slowing down a bit, which gets us to Caterpillar, the big equipment company, its profit report this morning. Lousy is the short answer, because it's dealing with rising costs, tariffs in part, and slowing demand, China specifically. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, Caterpillar is not the only company facing those two problems.
This is not just the story of one company.
Oh, no, it's not just Caterpillar.
Rob Wertheimer is a partner at Melius Research.
I mean, so across the industrial economy, we've seen inventories rise to uncomfortably high levels.
That means there's a lot of unsold stuff at global manufacturers. David Dollars with the Brookings Institution.
The slowdown in China is probably the main thing that's happening.
People in China are not buying as much of that stuff. Mary Lovely is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute.
Both companies that produce in the United States and export to China, or those American companies who produce in China for sales to China, both types will be hurt by the slowdown.
Think automakers or tech companies like Apple, but the slowdown could also touch services like package delivery or finance. And this is not just in the U.S.
We're seeing a slowdown in Europe. In particularly, Germany is seeing great weakness in its manufacturing exports. We're seeing a slowdown in South Korea and Singapore.
China's slowdown is independent from the trade conflict with the U.S. Derek Scissors is with the American Enterprise Institute.
China's economy is slowing because of Chinese decisions that go back years.
The trade conflict is hurting certain U.S. businesses that buy parts from China. And some companies are getting hit on both ends. They both buy from and sell to China. Exhibit A, Caterpillar, which had to pay $70 million in tariffs last quarter. Peterson's Mary Lovely says, for now, the effects of the Chinese slowdown, the trade conflict, they're isolated. Emphasis on for now.
It will translate to the rest of the economy over time.
It may not be enough to tip the U.S. into recession, but it's enough to cause some pain. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.